If you're a smoker or dipper looking to make a change, you really only need one reason to do it. But with Zyn nicotine pouches, you can find many. Zyn is America's number one nicotine pouch. It's made with only 6 simple ingredients. Plus, Zyn is the only nicotine pouch with a 10-day hassle-free trial. There are lots of options when it comes to nicotine satisfaction, but there's only one Zyn. Find your Zyn online or in a store near you at zyn.com/find. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
Last season on the Choosing Sides F1 podcast, we established unequivocally that F1 is the pinnacle of motorsports.
We did, but honestly, I was left with more questions than answers, Tony.
I'm Tony Karen Brown, a tech, culture, and F1 commentator.
And I'm Michael Costa, comedian from The Daily Show.
Join us for season 2 of Choosing Sides F1.
Our F1 102, if you will.
And get all of the answers.
All of them? Listen to Choosing Sides F1 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts,
or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Julian Edelman from Games with Names, and we're on a search to find the greatest games of all time with the players and coaches who lived in them. Ever wonder what a locker room feels like at a halftime of a Super Bowl? Or what about the after parties? We're going to dive deep into the most iconic games with the most iconic people. New episodes dropping weekly. Listen to Games with Names on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith, host of the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the very least as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and I answer your phone calls and respond to your tweets. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions and straight-shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers, all that and more. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Thanks for listening to the best of the Ben Maller Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weeknight from 2 to 6 Eastern, 11 p.m. to 3 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And to find your local station for the Ben Maller Show at foxsportsradio.com, you can find it there. Or stream us live every night on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
This is the best of the Ben Maller Show on Fox Sports Radio.
The curtain has gone up. Welcome in the beginning of another edition of the Ben Maller Show. We are in the air everywhere. Hanging out as old friends. We keep your appetite satisfied. We'll try coast to coast, border to border, and beyond on the vast and downright powerful microphones of FSR emanating live. From the track, the warning track of sports chat, we are broadcasting live from the TireRack.com studios. TireRack.com will help you get there. An unmatched selection, fast free shipping, free road hazard protection, and over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. So if you're with us for the full flight, taking a red-eye flight here all night long, we'll be barking into these microphones, howling at the moon. And later this hour, take some phone calls, get the Who Am I game. Next hour, Maller to the third degree. We've got lame jokes of the week. The comedy club will be open in hour 3. And Balderdash, the Coop Scoop, and whatever else pops up between now and then. But play the hits, my man, play the hits. So our lead this hour comes from the Diamond. The flag is up. The 2023 regular season got underway in professional baseball. All 30 big league teams were in action. I don't know how much of this you watched. Perhaps none of it. Maybe you watched a couple of games. Maybe you watched 5 minutes of one game. It started out with a bang as Aaron Judge hit the first home run of the new season. The Yankees had an advantage hitting the first home run. They were playing one of the two very early games to start the festivities. It was the Yankees and Giants in the Bronx, and had the Atlanta Braves and the Nationals, the other game that started very early in compared to all the other games. So we had action into the late television window on the West Coast, including the Angels, who have three players making more than the entire Athletics roster, but somehow managed to lose in Oakland in their opener. But there's a lot to talk about, a lot to unpack. So let us discuss the question here. What are you going to remember from opening day 2023. So I've got Clydesdale Elementary School and Elevator Music. And we will combine all of these things together, and we are going to make a soft pretzel with some gooey neon cheese sauce on the side. So, to answer the question, what are you going to remember from opening day? I'm going to remember a lot right now, but if you ask me a month from now, probably nothing. Probably nothing. But right now, since the question is being asked, we do the show now. I loved having a full menu card. Stayed up to watch the start of the baseball season, the Gigantes and the Yankees, and watched Aaron Judge hit the home run. So that was the beginning. Slept a little bit, woke up. There was more baseball on. But that was an act of arson, as John Heyman would say, by Aaron Judge there against his old team, the Giants. Remember, there was one night Aaron Judge, for like an hour and a half, was a Giant, and then he was no longer a Giant. And I'm sure John Heyman was very proud. But Aaron Judge continues to be my favorite player to watch. I'm not a Yankee fan. My niece is a Yankee fan. That doesn't really count. She's from New York. I think she just likes the hat because it's trendy still. But regardless, Aaron Judge, you know why I enjoy watching Aaron Judge play? I've seen him play in person a few times over the years. Aaron Judge reminds me of a young Moneyball Maller back in the day, bigger than all the other kids. Looks like a glitch when you watch Aaron Judge play. There's some players that look like a glitch because they're so small, but Aaron Judge is the opposite. And baseball is a sport that is a sport of miniature ponies, little show ponies. And Aaron Judge is built like a Clydesdale playing baseball. So it was cool to see that. I was excited to see the Chicago White Sox take down a little piece of the Berlin Wall, the wall of cheating. The Astros, how pathetic was that? They think they actually won the World Series last year. Will someone let the Astros know nobody won the World Series last year? Can somebody let them know that that didn't count because they had a bunch of cheaters still on the team? Let them know if you're able to get a hold of them. And as you know, on this show, I support the Dodgers and whoever is playing the A-holes. Those are my favorite teams. So a very nice start to the baseball season. See Houston lose. Staying in Texas, the debut, the maiden voyage of Jacob DeGrom, the greatest pitcher the Mets have had in years, and he left to go play deep in the heart of Texas. He made his Rangers debut in a slugfest. We had a couple of high-scoring games, Rangers and Phillies, the Blue Jays and the Cardinals. But the Phillies-Rangers game, how did DeGrom pitch? You saw the game, you know, but if not, don't ask. DeGrom was like an Italian chef there. He was cooking up meatballs and just right down the middle there. He threw 73 pitches, gave up 6 hits and 5 earned runs in 3 2/3 innings, so that works out to an ERA of over 12 after one start. Nice beginning. Great opening act there for the $185 million ace in Arlington. Also, good to see the Dodgers pick up where they left off. Always fun to beat up on the ugly redheaded stepchildren of the National League West. The Arizona Diamondbacks bludgeoned by the Dodgers as Roberto's pick to click. My guy Roberto loves James Outman, his new favorite Dodger.
And
he was balling there at Chavez Ravine for the Dodgers. And it's refreshing that the names changed. The rosters have turned over the years, but rarely does Arizona ever win at Dodger Stadium. They almost never win at Dodger Stadium. Now, page two here. So we'll shift away from some of the opening thoughts from opening day, but tell me your opinion on the debut of the real pitch clock. We had the soft launch in spring training, but now this is when these games count. This time it matters. So I would say it was a relatively smooth beginning, unless I missed something, and I don't think I did. It was pretty smooth. I will warn you, though, that it had the vibes of elementary school. I thought I was back in elementary school. Remember when you were in elementary school and everyone tried to be on their best behavior? And it was the first day of school. Everyone's got their back-to-school attire. The uniforms all look great. Everyone's optimistic, positive, raring to go. That's opening day in a nutshell. And one of my observations, right off the top, I was flipping around, Major League Baseball needs to fully embrace the clock. If they're going to use the pitch clock, They need to fully embrace it. Now, what am I getting at? So I'm flipping around. I may or may not have been using those Russian websites, but I was going around watching these different baseball games, and many of the broadcasts did not feature the pitch clock on the graphics. So I ask you, is it that hard to add a chyron at the bottom or the top of the screen that has the pitch clock on it? Is it that difficult? Yeah, they can do it in the NBA and the NFL. I'm pretty confident they can put that in Major League Baseball broadcast. And as a consumer, as a viewer of Major League Baseball broadcast, I want to see, because there's some strategy involved in that, whether the pitcher's going to milk the clock all the way to the end, whether the hitter's going to panic and whatnot based on the clock. And so that when I become the overlord of baseball, that will be mandatory. When they finally get rid of Rob Manfred, they hire me as the commissioner of baseball, then I will put that in. But opening day was also, the word is trivial. For a couple of players, they will be forever immortalized, and I promise you, a couple years down the line, we will use this on our show for the Who Am I game and the Insta trivia that we do every night on the show. So come on down, Rafael Devers. Congratulations to the Red Sox, who deserve to lose because they started Corey Kluber opening day. You should always lose if Corey Kluber, at this point in his career, is your opening day starter. And sure enough, on a cold day in Boston, the Sox lost. But the Red Sox star, Rafael Devers, who got paid this offseason, he had a couple of hits, had an RBI. But don't bury the lead, my man. He has been immortalized because on a 1-2 count in the bottom of the eighth inning at Fenway, with no runners on base and nobody out, Devers was called for strike three. You're out. He was ruled out on a pitch clock violation. Why? He did not step into the batter's box within the allotted time. So the umpire rung him up. And Rafael Devers becoming the first player in Major League Baseball ever, because they never had this before. It was impossible to have this, to strike out on a pitch clock violation. Get out of here. And for those of you that have not paid any attention to baseball, bad job by you. The pitch clock rule, brand new here. You should know that by now. The refresher course, there's a 30-second timer between batters, a 15-second timer with the bases empty, and a 20-second timer when there's a runner on base. So there's three different time periods, and the umpire can stop the clock if for a few reasons. Rare and appropriate. But Devers, he also has a partner in crime, and that comes out of Chicago, because congratulations, Marcus Stroman, journeyman pitcher Marcus Stroman, ex-Met, ex-Blue Jay, the Cub pitcher. He was dinged for the first ever pitch clock violation in baseball history by a pitcher. By a pitcher, because he took more than 20 seconds between pitches during the Cubs' win over the Brew Crew at Wrigley Field. And he was not a happy camper after the game. He was lamenting the fact that it was very tough for him, the pitch clock. He said it's a big adjustment, and we got a little tiny violin out. We were very sad that we had to hear that. All right, last word here. So a lot of positive vibrations, good vibrations for the start of the baseball season. How can Major League Baseball bottle up the optimism, the excitement from opening day? And the answer to that is it's impossible. I'm going to be Benny Buzzkill on this one. Major League Baseball, I like it, I'm into it, but it is not designed for intense day-to-day consumption. It's like the Boston Marathon. You get excited when you start the Boston Marathon. After about a mile, you've got a bit of a dopamine hit still going, but then you settle in for the rest of the 26.2 miles, and it's just muscle memory. It's pushing through the race. You glide along, and you build up to the crescendo when you get close to the finish line. But Major League Baseball's regular season, the way it's designed now, that's another example of why the hardest baseball season of all time was when the Dodgers won the World Series in 2020. 60-game season, it's not a marathon. That was a sprint. That's why it's the hardest of all time. But now we're back to the regular marathon, and the regular season is elevator music. It is background sound. And that's the way it's supposed to be, right? You live your life, you're a sports fan, you know that 98% of the time on a random Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, whatever, you're going to have between now and October, if you want, to watch or listen to a game or listen on a radio or watch it on television, it'll be available. You can check in on your team from time to time. You don't have to be OCD about it for every 100 and, you know, every one of the 162 games. And you can save some of that energy for the playoff push. But it is a double-edged sword also, because if your team is treading water in July, you can still get to a World Series. Like you have like April, May, and June just to F around and fiddle with whatever you want to fiddle with, as long as you don't fall too far behind. My example of that would be the Phillies, who last year were blah, and then they ended up getting to the World Series. And then the year before, also out of the National League East, remember the Atlanta Braves saving us from the cheaters and winning that wonderful pennant there in Georgia when they were mediocre midway through the baseball season. So those are some of my thoughts on the beginning of the baseball season.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Ben Maller Show weekdays at 2 a.m. Eastern, 11 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Last season on the Choosing Sides F1 podcast, we established unequivocally that F1 is the pinnacle of motorsports.
Lily Herman, my co-host in season one, helped me choose a team, a driver, and then...
Well, we sent you on your jolly way.
Yeah.
I'm Tony Karen Brown, a tech, culture, and F1 commentator.
I'm Michael Costa, comedian, Daily Show correspondent.
And we're back with season two because, as it turns out, F1's newest fan is still a little...
dazed and confused.
Join us for season two of Choosing Sides F1 as we dive deeper into the rabbit hole of the pinnacle of motorsports.
Who makes money here?
What's CFD?
How do you manage a tire?
You, get back in there.
What are the rumors? What's the gossip?
But you also know that someone's listening to your radio.
I'm going to pull up a picture of a tea cozy. I want to see what this thing looks like.
Are you going to be doing that accent this whole pod?
Listen to season two of Choosing Sides F1 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts,
or wherever you get your podcasts. You find it.
I'm Julian Edelman from Games with Names, and we're on a search to find the greatest games of all time. I'm talking Hall of Famers, MVPs, gold medalists.
I absolutely hate the Colts, bro. This game, I swear, led to the Deflategate.
Hey, guys, this ball's a little flat.
Ever wonder what a locker room feels like at a halftime of a Super Bowl?
Julian walking around, I'm pretty sure he had his shirt off for reasons I'm not sure. He was saying, gotta believe.
Oh, you gotta believe. From 18-1 with Eli.
Are you calling Bill just a cheater? Is that what you're saying right now?
He's looking for an advantage.
The 2004 ALCS with Big Pop.
The Red Sox in 2004 bounced back after the 3-0 in a winner chicken dinner. Homie.
The immaculate reception with Terry Bradshaw.
Fired the ball. I hear the roar of the crowd. I never thought he caught the ball, but he did.
We're going to dive deep into the most iconic games with the most iconic people. New episodes dropping weekly. Listen to Games with Names on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith. When I'm not at my day job, First Take, you can find me in my studio hosting the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, at the very least, as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and politics. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions on those nauseating Cowboy fans, the chaos in Washington, D.C., and trending topics on social media, as well as my straight shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers. And I occasionally give out love advice. Yes, it's true. If you want to know my true feelings about something, I'll give it to you straight. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And guess what? So are we.
Just in case you forgot, I'm Tori Deal. I'm a six-time finalist and a Challenge champion.
And I'm Anissa Ferrer, and I've been gracing your screens for the last two decades. I am a veteran challenger and Challenge All-Star.
And speaking of All-Stars, All-Stars 4 is finally here.
I'm going to be honest. I literally thought this day was never going to come.
Well, the Challenge gods have answered our prayers, and we're going to be right here along with you fans covering every episode on the podcast.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. old school legends, modern power players, redemption seekers, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000. Anyone can win, relationships matter, and only one all-star will claim the title of Challenge Champion. Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, who could have seen that one coming? Welcome in the beginning of another hour of the Ben Maller Show. We are in the air everywhere, kindred spirits, as we believe that silence is deafening, especially when you do what I do for a living, coast to coast, border to border, and beyond, on the vast and rightfully powerful microphones of FSR, emanating live from the prime meridian of Sports Yap. We are broadcasting live from the TireRack.com studios. TireRack.com will help you get there. An unmatched selection, fast free shipping, free road hazard protection, and over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. And we begin this hour with more hot baseball talk. Give the people what the people need when they need it, and that would be some baseball. It's opening day. It's opening weekend now. Fun times for every man, woman, and child. And the story that caught my attention that I want to spend a few minutes yapping with you about, it's a pretty good story. The beginning of a season of so much promise for the New York Metropolitans, the Mets have been given an ice bucket right to the schnozola there to begin the season. Now, the Mets opened up with the Marlins, and they won. Brandon Nimmo broke a seventh-inning tie-up. He had a two-run double. And Max Scherzer, who puked in the playoffs of the Mets last year, but Scherzer on the mound, able to get the win as the Mets ended up edging the Marlins in that game. But prior to the game, we learned that Justin Verlander, the ex-cheating Astro, Verlander is beginning his New York Mets career inside the injury tent. He will be snuggling up in the trainer's room with his blankie, as he will not be playing. The Metropolitans placing their $43 million per year starter on the injury list with they're calling it a low-grade strain on a muscle in the armpit. He's got a bad armpit. And Verlander saying that he had discomfort in his last spring start, which was last weekend, and it continued. And so they went and gave him an MRI. Why not? Those are cheap. And Verlander was supposed to pitch, make his Mets debut on Saturday. He had made an appointment to pitch on Saturday, but he will not be pitching in that game, and he will not be pitching anytime soon. All of that has been put on hold. Now, he did speak to reporters. We have a little taste of this. So Verlander attempting to downplay the damage of signing a big free agent contract and then just before opening day going on the injured list, he was trying to downplay all that. As Warner Wolf would say, let's go to the audio tape.
The fact that I'm going to be able to continue to throw it is showing how minor of an injury it is, you know, but still, there is something there. If this was a different point in the season, particularly late in the year, I think pitching is definitely on the table. Playoffs, and I'm definitely pitching, but, you know, being the beginning of the season, coming off of spring training, it just makes too much sense to not push it right now. And like I said, risk, you know, 3 months when it could be much, much, much less than that.
Okay, so that was Verlander. This is the playoffs I would pitch. Of course, if you're the Mets, do you want Verlander?
Playoffs?
Do you want Verlander on the mound if you're the Mets? He's not exactly the clutch postseason performer. So let's talk about this. The question, do you believe Justin Verlander? We just played a soundbite of the man when he says that this is a minor deal and citing and caution and, you know, waiting it out and all that. Do you believe Justin Verlander? Do you believe Verlander when he says this is a minor deal? So I am shaking my head. No, I don't believe this guy. I've got police squad, neon highlighter, and the law. And we'll put all of these things together. The clock is a ticking. Tick, 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 tick. So let's get started. Now, number one.
Number one.
Justin Verlander is blowing smoke is what he's doing. My nostrils are smelling the manure. I smell the manure from the burning smoke, and the smoke's burning all over the place. So I'm not buying what he is saying. Now, part of it is Verlander has no credibility. He played for a despicable franchise, the A-holes, the Astros. So anything this guy says, I think he's a weasel because he was part of that. But Verlander, you know what he sounds like? He's like, if it was the playoffs, I would play. It's early in the season, all that. He sounds like he's got a part on the police squad. Lieutenant Frank Drebin from those classic Naked Gun comedies, Heart of Gold, Brain of Wood. Nothing to see here. Please disperse. Nothing to see here. Please disperse. Move on. Move on. Nothing to see here. As the fireworks go off in the background. Make no mistake. This is a kick in the base balls of the Mets. And I'll tell you why. After having all spring to slowly get ready, no distraction for Verlander by pitching in the World Baseball Classic or anything like that, Verlander had plenty of time to slowly get the gears going for opening day. And just before the curtain goes up, he has to go get an MRI. And instead of pitching this weekend, he'll be getting hemorrhoids from watching on the bench. And this muscle strain in the armpit, I realize it is not Tommy John ligament transitional surgery and all that, but is it true that injury, which the man himself, Verlander, is soft peddling, is it true that injury often foreshadows another injury, a much worse injury to that particular player? And I think if you look that up and do the proper research and go to the right places, you'll find out exactly what I'm talking about. So that muscle strain is, it's a preview, like when you go to see a movie, it's a preview of coming attractions. And Verlander said he didn't want to risk worsening the injury and being out 3 months because he knows that is likely what is going to end up happening anyway. It reminds me of last year, an older pitcher named Clayton Kershaw with the Dodgers. He said early in the season, while pitching a perfect game against the Minnesota Twins, he got taken out of an abundance of caution because he wanted to save himself so he'd be ready for the playoffs. He then went out and the Dodgers lost their first playoff series to the Padres. So he's like, yeah, you saved yourself. Way to go. All right, now page two. While speaking with the scribes, we played one soundbite of Verlander, but he also said that a doctor, we believe a team doctor, told him that his shoulder was that of a 20-year-old. Now, keep in mind, Verlander is 40 years old. He's pitched in the big leagues for 17 seasons, I believe, now. So what did you make of Justin Verlander saying that he was told by a doctor that he has the shoulder of a 20-year-old? So that is braggadocious nonsense is what that is. Nonsense. Sentences that start with, "the doctor told me." Usually they're either really good or really bad. Most doctors try to be motivational speakers. They try to pump up their confidence of their patients. You're doing a really good job. But riddle me this, Batman. Is it true that if you had the arm of a 20-year-old, you would not have an armpit problem and you would actually be on the mound to start the season? I'm just saying. Now, you wouldn't be sitting out with body odor coming out of your armpit. We hear the silliness often at the start of the new season, this kind of silliness. It's the neon highlighter gets out and you highlight the BSOHL, best shape of his life. He's in the best shape of his life. That's normally a spring training story. It's the gibberish we get in spring training. It's also often baloney. Verlander's 40 years old. When you ride with older players, you have to deal with the decay, the wear and tear, the bumps, the dents, the paint chipping away, the arm being mildewed, things start to rot. As an athlete, when you get to a certain point, unless you are on all kinds of pharmaceuticals, and then you can push that back, push it back now. Final point. So big picture, the Mets win their opener, but how much pressure, with a P, is on the 2023 Mets to win the whole thing? So my answer is going to surprise you. I have an unpopular opinion. I don't believe the Mets have all that much pressure. I don't. I say it's limited. Even in a division with the Atlanta Braves and the Phillies, who are two pretty good teams, the Mets, they're going to be in the playoffs, even with things that have gone sideways. Then it's a crapshoot. But you've got the micro and the macro, the short term and the long term. We know the Mets are not the Yankees. Mets haven't won since 86. But there's no deadline, and it's not a race against time. There's no drop-dead date where they cross the Rubicon and they have an ultimatum. It's win now, or we'll just add more payroll. It's not, you better win, or we're going to cut the payroll. No. You hear a lot of these, even big market teams say, we have to get under the threshold. We don't want to pay the tax. That does not exist in the Metropolitan's galaxy. Imagine, if you will, a world where the good times just keep rolling. Owner Steve Cohen is living high on the hog, and he's got money to burn. And he knows he's not going to be around forever, and he wants to enjoy this, and it's just a toy, and everyone loves him, and they kiss his ass because they're all Mets fans, and he's the number one Mets fan. And he's in it for the long haul. And he'd like to win, but if the Mets suck, they'll just go out and sign somebody else in free agency or trade for somebody else. They've got a loaded owner. Now, that said, in this particular scene of the Broadway show, you look at the Mets, and they are certainly having some issues with the law of diminishing returns, also Murphy's Law. Both those things are true. It's alive and well for the pitching staff anyway. Justin Verlander can now take a number and wait in line and get some soup in the trainer's room because he will be joined during spring training. The Mets lost Edwin Diaz. We saw that torn tendon in his right knee during the World Baseball Classic in a celebratory fashion. Jose Quintana, starting pitcher who the Mets picked up this offseason, also going under the knife with a stress fracture in his rib cage. And Diaz is out all season. And Quintana is not going to be around until July. And now Verlander, they're saying short-term injury. But based on what I was reading, this is one of those things where Verlander likely will come back to the Mets and then keep an eye on him his next couple starts. He'll likely be right back on the DL. So that sets the tone for a bedraggled start. And the Mets are frazzled on the mound. They don't have their closer. They're down a couple of starters. And the problem is the trickle-down effect. And you know this, and I know this from watching baseball, right? Things get all foggy, all gummy. You start using the depth that you have. And the Mets have some depth. They have some guys that have major league experience. So just keeping it straight here. So the Mets start using that depth, and then before you know it, you've burned through a lot of that, and then you have to go bring in other reinforcements to replace the reinforcements that you were supposed to save till later in the year. And it becomes problematic.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Ben Maller Show weekdays at 2 a.m. Eastern, 11 p.m. Pacific.
Hi, this is Jay Glazer, and you may know me from the world of football or fighting or even shows like HBO's Ballers. What you don't know is for my entire life, I have lived in something I refer to as the gray. Depression, anxiety. So now I'm coming out with a new podcast, Unbreakable, a mental health podcast with Jay Glazer, where each week, while we talk about mental health, I hope to describe it. Give it words. Listen to Unbreakable with Jay Glazer on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Last season on the Choosing Sides F1 podcast, we established unequivocally that F1 is the pinnacle of motorsports.
Lily Herman, my co-host in season one, helped me choose a team, a driver, and then...
Well, we sent you on your jolly way.
Yeah.
I'm Tony Karen Brown, a tech, culture, and F1 commentator.
I'm Michael Costa, comedian, Daily Show correspondent.
And we're back with season two because, as it turns out, F1's newest fan is still a little...
dazed and confused.
Join us for season two of Choosing Sides F1 as we dive deeper into the rabbit hole of the pinnacle of motorsports.
Who makes money here?
What's CFD?
How do you manage a tire?
You, get back in there.
What are the rumors? What's the gossip?
But you also know that someone's listening to your radio.
I'm going to pull up a picture of a tea cozy. I want to see what this thing looks like. Are you going to be doing that accent this whole pod?
Listen to season two of Choosing Sides F1 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts,
or wherever you get your podcasts. You find it.
I'm Julian Edelman from Games with Names, and we're on a search to find the greatest games of all time. I'm talking Hall of Famers, MVPs, gold medalists.
I absolutely hate the Colts, bro. This game, I swear, led to the Deflategate.
Hey, guys, this ball's a little flat.
Ever wonder what a locker room feels like at a halftime of a Super Bowl?
Julian walking around, I'm pretty sure he had his shirt off for reasons I'm not sure. He was saying, gotta believe.
Oh, you gotta believe.
From 18-1 with Eli.
Are you calling Bill just a cheater? Is that what you're saying right now?
He's looking for an advantage.
The 2004 ALCS with Big Pop.
The Red Sox in 2004 bounced back after 3-0 in a winner chicken dinner. Homie.
The Immaculate Reception with Terry Bradshaw.
Fired the ball. I hear the roar of the crowd. I never thought he caught the ball, but he did.
We're going to dive deep into the most iconic games with the most iconic people. New episodes dropping weekly. Listen to Games with Names on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith. When I'm not at my day job, First Take, you can find me in my studio hosting the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, at the very least, as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and politics. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions on those nauseating Cowboy fans, the chaos in Washington, D.C., and trending topics on social media, as well as my straight shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers. And I occasionally give out love advice. Yes, it's true. If you want to know my true feelings about something, I'll give it to you straight. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season. And guess what? So are we. Just in case you forgot, I'm Tori Deal. I'm a six-time finalist and a Challenge champion. And I'm Anissa Ferrer, and I've been gracing your screens for the last two decades. I am a veteran challenger and Challenge All-Star. And speaking of All-Stars, All-Stars 4 is finally here. I'm going to be honest. I literally thought this day was never going to come. Well, the Challenge gods have answered our prayers, and we're going to be right here along with you fans covering every episode on the podcast. And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, redemption seekers, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000. Anyone can win, relationships matter, and only one all-star will claim the title of Challenge Champion. Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Here we go!
It's Maller.
How about that?
To the third degree. Fire it! This is when Big Ben gets grilled.
The Koopaloo.
Ron Rivera admitted on Wednesday that his future with the Commanders is in doubt once the team is sold, but that he will fight for his job. Ben, do you think Rivera is gone as soon as new ownership comes in?
The doomsday clock for Ron Rivera, number one, is at 11:59 and 45 seconds. The selling point of Ron Rivera is he's a partisan for Dan Snyder. He covers for Danny Boy. Last I checked, if you buy the Washington football team, you do not need someone who's a partisan of the former owner. And he hasn't won. Washington is 22 and 27 since Ron Rivera took over as coach. The first rule of buying a team, you want your guy to be the coach, your designer label on the coach's office. Yeah, Ron Rivera is done. Next.
We don't hear much from LeVar Ball these days, but he was recently interviewed and he said that he thinks Bronny James should skip college and go play a year in Australia's NBL instead. Ben, does this sound career advice from the elder Ball?
I'm a fan of LeVar Ball. This is a bad take. Bad take by him. And both those things can be true. LeVar Ball, right? LeVar Ball, his son's path was good for his son. It's a whole new world, though. Bronny James is sitting on an oil reserve. It's estimated when he goes to college, he's going to make around $6 million in name, image, and likeness because of his father. The definition of winning the genetic lottery. My mom, may she rest in peace, was a teacher. My dad was a ham radio operator. Unfortunately, I made no money from NIL. Next!
A rule change submitted by the Eagles would see the NFL adopt an XFL-style alternative to the onside kick. Teams would instead be allowed to convert a 4th-and-20 from their own 20 to maintain possession after a score. Your thoughts, Ben?
So I saw this. The rule did not fail. It did not pass. It was put on ice. They said they'll go back and look at it again. I was annoyed that Roger Goodell said the competition committee talked a lot about keeping the foot in the game, which is A, silly, and B, dumb, because the NFL has done everything they possibly can to take the kicker's balls away from them. The onside kick is a useless play. I like this. I like the idea of this. If you have a good passing offense, it's great. How did we do, Coop?
You pass this edition.
That is a winner to end the week in the win column.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live. Knock, knock. Who's there? Lame week. Lame week who? It's Big Ben's Lame Joke of the Week.
Lame jokes. Lame jokes of the week. And let's get the party started. Is Weed Man there in Miami? Hello, Weed Man Hippie.
Hey, Ben, say hello to Lisa.
Hi, Lisa.
Hi, Ben.
Lisa.
She's not talking, Weed Man. How dare you?
Hi, Ben.
Hello,
Weed Man.
She's buying you new teeth,
Stop
Weed Man. Big news.
Me.
Congratulations.
She's with Sancho.
You're getting new teeth, Weed Man. No? Hey, why don't you go to a Marlins game? You can go to a Marlins game for like $8. You should go to a Marlins game.
Yeah.
You don't have $8.
Oh, that's true. You don't have $8, do you?
I don't. I don't
you have
any
Netflix,
way to
though.
Get
Borrow
you
get,
it from the mice.
Yeah, maybe they'll give it to you. All right, let's get to the jokes. Why do you have, these are actual jokes sent in by actual listeners, why do you have to throw strikes to Lizzo?
I don't know why.
Well, Eddie, you cannot pitch around her. You can't do it. That's Chip. Our buddy Chip in Maine who sent that one in. This one was submitted late, but I think it's kind of amusing. It turns out, according to Rob, Lizzo had a very impressive opening day. She actually hit multiple grand slams, Eddie.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, then she walked out of the Denny's. So after that, that was it. All right. Why is it an automatic run every time Lizzo gets on base?
I don't know why.
Well, she always rounds the bases, Eddie. She always rounds the bases. So there is that. Who is Lizzo's favorite Ben Maller show regular caller?
I don't know. Who's her favorite?
Jed Who Fed. Big fan. Big fan. Did you hear that Lizzo has a garden in her backyard? Big news that Lizzo's got a garden.
That is big news.
Yes, she's calling it the Olive Garden, is what she's calling it. She likes the breadsticks. She's a fan. That's Brendan from Boston who sent that one in. Coop, you got any jokes over there, Coop?
No.
Okay, why is Lizzo getting married to a wide receiver?
I don't know why.
Because Brandon Cooks.
Oh, no.
It's a solid
that
joke.
Not,
that's Kurt from Earth.
That was not funny.
That is a great joke. I like that joke. Why did Lizzo break up with Whoopi Pie Blair in Maine?
I don't know. Why would she want to do that?
Well, he's a small fry, Eddie. That's what happened. Yeah. All right. What did Hawaii say when Lizzo said she was coming over for a private luau?
Oh, no.
They said, we've never dug a pit that big, they said. That's Silver Todd, the comedian, with that one. And did you hear that Lizzo is imitating the NBA to reduce her carb intake?
Oh, is that right?
Yes. At every meal, she'll be practicing loaf management, Eddie. So loaf. That's a good joke. That's Gordon in Tacoma who sent that one in. These are Big Ben's lame jokes of the week. Time now for the mini Weed Man radio roast. Are you ready, Weed Man?
Let's do it.
All right.
Are you honored that the people despise you so much they send jokes in every week?
Yeah? Great.
All right. This guy, Art, great. Says, he wrote in, he says, you guys really need to stop putting Weed Man on the lame jokes.
Oh, yeah? Why is that? Yeah.
He says, he, Weed Man, you bring nothing, according to this guy. What do you have to say to Art, Weed Man?
trouble. Leave me alone.
Okay, that's fair enough to me. Why did they decide not to sell solar-powered Weed Man hippie dolls? Why did they decide to sell?
Why would they do that?
Well, they decided not to sell solar-powered Weed Man hippie dolls because they didn't work, Eddie. So that's why they didn't work. That's a chip in the queues. How helpless is Weed Man?
I don't know. How helpless is he?
He is so helpless that Jay Scoop has decided to leave the Ukraine and instead fly to Miami to help him out.
Good.
Alex,
Alex joke. The joke.
Why is Weed Man welcomed everywhere?
I don't know. Why is he welcomed everywhere?
Because no matter where he goes, he's always right at home. That's Alex the Cynical. Did you know that Weed Man is a no-good, low-life sack of crap, Eddie?
Wow. I didn't know all that.
No, I just wanted to make sure you knew. That's from Tony. That's Tony who sent that in.
That's Man, Cole's favorite. You gotta be joking.
All right. What do Lizzo and Weed Man have in common?
I couldn't tell you.
They both have a foul mouth, Eddie. A foul mouth. Did you hear that Eddie Murray has the record for the most sack flies all time in baseball?
I heard you say that the other day, yeah.
On a related note, Weed Man Hippie has the record for the most flies around his sack. So there is that. Cape Cod paper boy. Where can you find wheels that can help you get away from the FTX lawsuits? That's TireShack.com, Eddie. That's from Kurt from Earth. Thank you, Weed Man. Lame jokes of the week.
If you're a smoker or dipper looking to make a change, you really only need one reason to do it. But with Zyn nicotine pouches, you can find many. Zyn is America's number one nicotine pouch. It's made with only 6 simple ingredients. Plus, Zyn is the only nicotine pouch with a 10-day hassle-free trial. There are lots of options when it comes to nicotine satisfaction, but there's only one Zyn. Find your Zyn online or in a store near you at Zyn.com/find. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
Last season on the Choosing Sides F1 podcast, we established unequivocally that F1 is the pinnacle of motorsports.
We did, but honestly, I was left with more questions than answers, Tony.
I'm Tony Karen Brown, a tech, culture, and F1 commentator.
And I'm Michael Costa, comedian from The Daily Show.
Join us for season 2 of Choosing Sides F1.
Our F1 102, if you will.
And get all of the answers.
All of them? Listen to Choosing Sides F1 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts,
or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Julian Edelman from Games with Names, and we're on a search to find the greatest games of all time with the players and coaches who lived in them. Ever wonder what a locker room feels like at a halftime of a Super Bowl? Or what about the after parties? We're going to dive deep into the most iconic games with the most iconic people. New episodes dropping weekly. Listen to Games with Names on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith, host of the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the very least as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and I answer your phone calls and respond to your tweets. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions and straight-shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers, all that and more. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.